You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First of all, Generation Zero welcomes the stimulus package because it focuses on Kiwis whose livelihoods will be affected, if not already affected, by COVID-19. But as you know, like climate change, the COVID-19 pandemic is a serious issue that requires all of us to cooperate with one another to solve and get through it. So while we focus on containing the pandemic, we cannot forget the fact that we have 10 years to meaningfully act on climate change and halve our emissions if we were to keep the global warming within 1.5. So through the multi-billion dollar injection into key parts of our economy, we actually see this as a prime opportunity to actually transition our economy to a low-carbon economy, as well as justly transition people out of carbon-intensive industries. So in terms of how that would look like, we actually see an opportunity for a win-win scenario wherein the government could alleviate the impact of the pandemic on businesses and workers, but also at the same time investing in green economy. So for instance, the government could look at increasing funding in areas that could upskill people who are working in carbon-intensive industries like transport or aviation. The government could provide social benefits that ease the transition of workers from carbon-intensive industries to those that are more sustainable. We're also thinking about, a possible fee rebate for people to take up cleaner ways of transport. So this doesn't only alleviate the need for people to rely on cars and paying for oil that would obviously kind of cut people's, disposable income from food and everything else that's more important, but also we see this as an opportunity to actually make Kiwis more healthy. And so in that sense, we are more resilient, not just in addressing climate change, but also protecting public health. So those are some of the things that we are thinking about that we should really be focusing on alongside helping those who are affected by COVID-19 right now.
Right. So just to focus on one aspect of that investment, how would you like to see funding allocated in the energy sector?
So in terms of the energy sector, obviously we already know that there's going to be subsidies for energy packages, particularly because we are going into winter now. However, at the same time, we recognize that while 85% of our energy in New Zealand are generated from renewable sources, more could be done in this space. So if we are really smart about using this stimulus package to not just deal with the pandemic, but also start moving towards a green economy, then we could start thinking about giving people who own buildings to actually put solar on top of their building, investing more into wind, investing more in, solar farms and things like that for our rural communities as well. Those things are not really in people's minds nowadays, and that's old technology if you ask me. And so those are some things that we could be taking advantage of right now that the government will need to spend as we enter into an economic downturn in New Zealand.
When do you want to see the government making these green investments, especially given the immediacy of the pandemic? What kind of timeline are we looking at here?
If you ask, any climate campaigner right now, particularly if you hone in on younger school strikers, the time to act was ages ago. Today is the next best scenario to actually act on climate change, even while we are dealing with the pandemic. And so in terms of timelines and things like that, we do recognize that, people's lives are at stake at the moment, and so that should definitely be the first priority. However, we are expecting more assistance to be announced in May. And so what's to say that the government can actually start thinking about adding more measures, particularly green investments in energy, in infrastructure, in health, in education, from May onwards?
So that kind of May area is where you reckon would be what we're looking at for the next stimulus package.
The Prime Minister did say that this is just a start. If you ask me, this has been a great start. And if we compare it to different countries all around the world, the government has been very responsible in taking care of its citizens, particularly at times of uncertainty. And more is to come. So we can expect more. And so that means for us as campaigners, we can challenge the government to take even better leadership in this matter.
The media is clearly dominated by news of COVID-19, so it's kind of hard to keep that climate crisis still in focus. How would you suggest we can keep the climate crisis and action at the front of the mind of the public and the government?
I would actually say that both climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic, those present issues are existential threats. And so even though one is more imminent than the other, we could be smart at how we can actually solve both. As I said before, we need to focus on containing the pandemic, but we cannot forget that we have 10 years to meaningfully act on climate change and halve our emissions. Otherwise, we go past the point of no return. And once we go there, it's not just people who's going to suffer. Our biodiversity will suffer. And economy-wise, we will all go to further downturn. And we don't know if that could actually resuscitate itself if we don't have a safe climate future. To put it into perspective, I think if people do realize that both issues are existential threats, it's very hard for us to say that one is more important than the other. And the fact of the matter is that regardless of whether we are looking at the economy from a climate lens or from, you know, a pandemic lens, jobs will be lost. Changes will need to happen. Business as usual cannot continue. And so if anything, we actually see this as a wake-up call, not just in terms of compassion for one another at this time of uncertainty, but also compassion for our planet. So this really is, as we see it, a prime opportunity to take action, not just on the pandemic, but on climate change.
Is there anything that we can do, like climate action as individuals?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that we're actually on the plans, and I'm pretty sure will be cancelled, is obviously the climate strike that was supposed to happen on the 3rd of April. And I think that while the strike in itself may potentially be cancelled, that doesn't mean that the students' plight for climate action will also die down. I think that as individuals, now is the perfect time to also start thinking about fighting fake news. We have technology available now to be more aware of what's actually going on in the world. We have more ability now to connect with one another. And it doesn't have to be physically at the moment, but it could actually be connecting with one another to kind of help us through anxiety, help us through times of uncertainty. I know that climate change has always been framed as boomer versus Gen Z, but it shouldn't necessarily be that way, in my opinion. As we know, the older generations are more vulnerable to being infected. However, at the same time, with climate change issues, the younger generation who's actually going to be more climate vulnerable in the future. And so we now have this shared experience of vulnerability. And so I feel like both issues, and particularly when it comes to climate change, shouldn't be framed in the old versus young messaging and scenario. We could all be compassionate with one another when it comes to dealing with issues where all are vulnerable. So we really want to kind of challenge not just the leaders, but individuals in general. Start thinking about their individual role in structural change. And so for us at Gen Zero, particularly when it comes to the stimulus packages and things like that, the challenge that we pose to our leaders is not just how fast we want the money to aid those who are impacted, but how far we can stretch that monetary injection to also set us on a decarbonized pathway for the next decade.
Do you have any final words or comments?
So as I mentioned before, I'm also from the Philippines. Working from home, this news about getting aid and having self-isolation paid leave and things like that in New Zealand is great. But I really want to put into perspective the fact that we are very privileged in this whole scenario and that there are many people out there, particularly those from my home country, who are suffering. And what's being magnified right now is the fact that this is not just a health issue. It's also a social justice issue. And the framing or the focus on how developing countries are dealing with the pandemic and how disproportionately affected they are, not just with this, but also when it comes to climate change, is really being magnified at the moment. And I think that as people who can act now and as people who are being helped by our government right now, we can really look at and appreciate how this would really impact those who are more vulnerable than us. I do feel a lot more anxious now about climate change, but also about the social justice issues that are being magnified because of COVID-19. But I feel like more needs to be focused when it comes to the global south perspective as well, when it comes to dealing with COVID-19 and climate change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.